Every year, at that moment, the space again returns as it was, with you gliding across the room, dancing upon the fairy's dust invisible to the eyes, all, that is, but mine. And as the seconds merge into the last recalled, the field grows back to how it appears to all who pass it now. Empty, replete with dandelions and tall weeds, ever a reminder why I allowed repression to steal from me those moments alone. In the dark of your sedan, anticipating the evening yet to come, where two would unite entirely, becoming singular in one. But I remember none such visions painted besides that shore, overturned and crawling, overtaken by instinct, instinct which would revert to guilt, eyes blinded from the smoke and flame. I do not dare remember my voice calling out to you, but for the first and only time you're refusing to return my call. And the scene that would soon fill, blanket placed about my shoulders, a cotton I felt nothing for, as ghosts tended to the wounds accrued. But where? Where were you? I do not remember them spending 2 days before they declared this permanent void that forever devours each my waking day. I remember none of the events that followed, the decorative but empty pine lowered deep beneath the upturned ground, nor the faces of the townsfolk, as if this was partly my fault. Never recalling her father chastising me so vehemently for never having been worthy of her love, that there never would have been such a day if I did not so passionately pursue her in such convincing ways. I do not remember purchasing this property, these endless fields overflowing high forevermore, an endeavor miles long, the creek and that shore, the trees and this beautifully fucked up sky. I cannot remember, no, I choose to not cry, not a single tear. For if I would dare do such a deed, all hope of a return would disappear and overrun me as these weeds do this field. That is but a part of me, for the other refuses to remember, as such events never happened. And as for the rational resident to the rest, well, that I never cared to examine, for lately it does seem that decisions are something I don't do best. For I adamantly swear to any and all who still choose to lend their ears to my words, that every morning I still hear your laughter, still enveloping your scent, feel your arms caressing as they always had, and then, from time to time, more than often than not, I am positive I still catch your sight, dancing, gleaming brilliantly, amongst the wildflowers under the serenade of an ever-luminescent night-time sky.